Okay, you are really not a morning person.
Back off!
Noise.
You.
It's the chick. She's going through some changes.
What kind of changes?
Well, the vet seems to think that she's becoming a rooster. We're getting a second opinion.
What are you doing shopping at 8 in the morning?
Well, I've been up since 6, thanks to somebody's dumbass rooster.
Well, guys, you really should get rid of those animals. They shouldn't be living in an apartment.
Yeah, especially not with all these knives and cookbooks around.
All right, I'm going to go to the fertility doctor and see if I'm ready to have Frank and Alice's embryo transferred into my uterus.
Now, how will they know if you're ready?
Oh, they're just going to look and see if my endometrial layer is thick.
Oh, I can check that for you.
Okay, everyone. Thanks, Vic.
Good luck.
Hey, wish me luck.
Oh, good luck.
Good luck.
And I'm still right.
So not true.
What?
She's mad because I know today's her laundry day, and that means she's wearing her old lady underpants.
I can check that for you.
I can't believe that you think that you and Chandler know me and Rachel better than we know you.
Well, we do. You can only eat Tic Tacs and even numbers.
Yeah, what's that about?
And you, Ross, I believe if you check Rachel's bag, you will find a half-eaten box of cookies in there.
You're good. These are not.
So not impressed. Everybody snacks when they shop.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Ross, how many items left in that bag?
5.
Okay. $10 says that we can name every item in that bag.
How many guesses do you get?
6.
Challenge extended.
Deal.
Challenge accepted.
All right. We'll start with apples.
We'll be starting with apples.
Stop that now.
Yes. Okay, tortilla chips, yogurt.
Diet soda.
Yes, yes, yes.
Orange juice.
No, there's no oranges in there. We win.
Okay, have another guess.
Okay, well, we won that one.
Okay, the last thing
is... Oh.
No, not for like another 2 weeks.
I got it. Scotch tape.
How did you know she would buy scotch tape?
Well, we used up theirs last night making scary faces.
Man!
All right, $10. Fork it over. Cough it up. Pay the piper. Give me it.
That does not mean you know us better. I want a rematch.
Yeah, none of these stupid grocery questions. Real personal questions.
Yeah. And the winner gets $100.
Serious?
Oh, you scared?
No. Okay, well, who makes up the questions?
Ross will do it.
Oh, sure, Ross will do it. It's not like he has a job or a child or a life of his own.
Fine, we'll ask Phoebe.
No, I want to play.
Looks like your uterus is ready for implantation.
Oh, I knew it.
it. I felt really thick this morning.
Well, okay, so what's now? Go get the eggs. Put them in there.
Okay. It'll take just a little while to prepare the embryos.
Embryos? As in more than one?
Five, actually.
Five? Okay, where am I giving birth? In a hospital or a big box under the stairs?
You do five because that gives you a 25% chance that at least one will attach.
That's it? 25%? That means that it's like 75% chance of no baby at all?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking, what are the odds like if like you stuff like 200 of them in there?
Sweetie, now, she's a woman, not a gumball machine.
Okay, well, you know what? Don't worry, you guys, because I'm going to do this as many times as it takes to get it right.
So. Well, see, the thing is, we kind of only have one shot.
It costs $16,000 each time you do this. So, we're kind of using all the money we have to do it just this one time.
Whoa! That's a lot of pressure on me and my uterus. So is maybe if there's something that I can do, you know, just to, like, help make sure I get pregnant.
No, I'm sorry.
Wow, you guys really don't know anything.
I know. Why don't you get drunk? That worked for a bunch of girls in my high school.
You guys, do you realize that any minute now, Phoebe could be pregnant?
Oh, I know. I know. It's such a huge, life-altering thing.
I know.
The test is ready.
What for you?
Okay. Each team will answer 10 questions. The first team to answer the most questions wins. The categories are fears and pet peeves, ancient history, literature, and it's all relative. Now, the coin toss to see who goes first. Okay. Somebody call it this time.
Yeah. Tails!
It's head. Gentlemen, pick your category.
Fears and pet peeves.
What is Monica's biggest pet peeve?
Animals dressed as humans.
That's correct. Ladies?
Same category.
According to Chandler, what phenomenon scares the bejesus out of him? That is correct.
The Irish jig guy?
His legs flail about as if independent from his body.
Gentlemen, your pick.
It's all relative.
Monica and I had a grandmother who died. You both went to her funeral. Name that grandmother.
Nana?
She has a real name.
Althea!
Althea!
What are you doing?
I took a shot.
You're shooting with Althea?
Althea is correct.
By shooting!
We'll take literature!
Every week, the TV guide comes to Chandler and Joey's apartment. What name appears on the address label?
Oh, Chandler gets it! It's Chandler Bing! No!
I'm afraid the TV guide comes to Chanandler Bong.
Use your head.
Actually, it's Miss Chanandler Bong.
Hello, teeny embryos. Well, I'm Phoebe Buffay. Hi. I'm hoping to be your uterus for the next 9 months. You should know that we're doing this for Frank and Alice. Who you know, you've been there. You know, they want you so much. So when you guys get in there, really grab on. Okay, and I promise that I'll keep you safe and warm until, you know, you're ready to have them take you home. So. Okay. Oh, and also, next time you see me, if I'm screaming, don't worry. That's what's supposed to happen.
Ready?
Uh-huh. Good luck.
All right.
The score is 9-8 in favor of the guys. Ladies, if you miss this, the game is theirs. Pick your category.
It's all relative!
You don't have to shout everything.
I'm sorry!
Ooh. What is the name of Chandler's father's Las Vegas all-male burlesque?
Viva Las Vegas!
Unfortunately, that is correct.
Yeah! All right, we have a tie. Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round! Oh. 30 seconds, all the questions you can answer.
You guys are dead! I am so good at lightning rounds!
I majored in lightning rounds, all right? We're going to destroy you.
I want to bet?
I'm so confused as to what we've been doing so far.
How about we play for more money? Say, $150?
$150. Say, $200? $200.
You're doing it again.
Excuse me.
Monica, I don't want to lose $200.
We won't.
$300?
Monica?
I'm just trying to spice it up.
Okay, so then play for some pepper. Stop spending my money.
I got it. How about if we win, they have to get rid of the rooster? Ooh, that's interesting.
Hey, no way. That rooster's family.
Throw in the duck, too.
What do you have against the duck? He doesn't make any noise.
Well, he gets the other one all riled up.
Look, we are not...
Right, hold on. If you win... Give up the bird.
Gah!
But if we win, we get your apartment.
Ooh.
Deal!
Monica, betting the apartment? I don't know about this.
Rachel, I have not missed one question the whole game. I own this game. Look at my hand.
Why, do you have the answers written on there?
Steady as a rock. Now, are you with me?
All right, let's do it.
Come on.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen, you're up first.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds. The lightning round begins. Stop it. Now, what was Monica's nickname when she was a field hockey goalie?
Big Fat Goalie.
Correct. Rachel claims this is her favorite movie.
Dangerous Liaisons.
Correct. Her actual favorite movie is...
Weekend at Bernie's.
Correct. In what part of her body did Monica get a pencil stuck at age 14?
Oh!
You know! Her ear! All right, Monica categorizes her towels. How many categories are there?
Everyday use.
Fancy.
Guest.
Fancy guest.
2 seconds.
11.
11. Unbelievable. 11 is correct.
Yes!
All right. That's 4 for the guys. Ladies, you're up.
All right, come on. Come on. Oh.
30 seconds on the clock. 5 correct questions wins the game. The lightning round begins now. What is Joey's favorite food?
Sandwiches.
Correct. Chandler was how old when he first touched a girl's breast?
14?
No, 19.
Thanks, man.
Joey had an imaginary childhood friend. His name was...
Maurice.
Correct. His profession was...
Oh, Space Cowboy.
Correct. What is Chandler Bing's job? Seconds. You need this or you lose the game.
It's has something to do with transponding.
Oh, he's a transponster!
That's not even a word!
Oh, no, I can get this! I can get this!
Oh,
no!
Call Monica's room.
You can't just call Monica's room.
Sure I can. Standard shotgun rules. I'm inside of the room and I called it.
Man, I feel like I'm coming down with something. Yeah. She can't guess what color my tonsils are. I bet the apartment.
Oh, I would never bet this apartment. It's too nice.
Hey.
Hey. Oh, Phoebes, are they in there?
Yeah, I'm implanted. How do you feel? Well, freaked. It turns out the odds are, like, really sucky. And this is Frank and Alice's, like, only shot. I mean, they are, like, literally putting all their eggs in my basket.
Yeah, but I bet it works.
Really? How much?
All right, I'm going to go take a pregnancy test right now.
Oh, wow. You can tell this soon?
Well, the doctor says it takes a couple days. But, I mean, my body's always been a little faster than Western medicine, so...
Oh, my God. I can't believe you guys actually think you're moving in here.
Well, believe it, baby.
Well, I'm not moving.
What?
No, it was a stupid bet. We were just playing a game.
You can't just ignore the bet. It's a bet. You bet on a bet. If you lose, you lose the bet.
Nate, we have to move. I mean, if we had lost, we would have made them get rid of the birds, right?
No.
All right, look, I hate this as much as you, but if it makes you feel any better, this is all your fault. What? Chenandler Bong. Come on, we steal that TV guide every week.
I knew it.
I don't care. I'm not going anywhere.
Cool, girl roommate.
Well,
nope, not knocked up yet.
Well, it's only been a couple of hours, so just give us some time.
Yeah, all right. Meanwhile, I'm going to do whatever I can to help this, so I'm just going to, you know, lie in your chair, okay? You know? Yeah, good. I'm going to let gravity, you know, do its jobs.
Hey, Rach, can you give me a hand with this box?
No! Put that box down! We are not going anywhere! This is my apartment, and I like it! This is a girl's apartment! That is a boy's apartment! It's dirty and it smells pretty! It's so pretty! And look, it's purple! And I'm telling you, you with your steady hand, I am not moving, and now I have got the steady hand.
Take care of it.
That's right! You do what the hand says!
I lost our mattresses.
Are you in there, little fetus? In 9 months, will you come greet us? I will buy you some Adidas.
Hi.
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 Oh, hi, Phoebe. We were just at the drugstore, so we got you a little present.
Whoa.
It's a lollipop and a home pregnancy test.
Hey, don't mix those up. You could really ruin that lollipop.
So, you feel like taking a test? There's only one question.
All right, I will. No, I will. But, you know, just remember that it's still really early. Okay, so if it says that I'm not pregnant, that doesn't mean I'm not going to get pregnant. Okay, and just please... Just so I don't go completely nuts, just try not to put all your hopes on this, okay?
Okay.
Great.
You know what? You are mean boys who are just being mean.
Hey, don't get mad at us. No one forced you to raise the stakes.
That is not true. She did. She forced me.
Hey, we'd still be living here if you hadn't gotten the question wrong.
What was this stupid, unfair question?
Don't blame the questions. Would you all stop yelling in our apartment? You are ruining moving day for us.
Will you stop calling it your apartment?
It is our apartment.
No, it's not. We're not moving.
Guys, you guys, you're going to have a baby. They're going to have a baby.
My sister's gonna have my baby!
Okay, but this can't be good for the baby.
garbage bags.
Oh, well, I think I saw some in here.
What is it? I don't know, but maybe if we keep that drawer shut, it'll die. I can't believe we're living here.
What is it?
Did you see the size of the closet?
I can't believe we live here.